Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called What Memes Teach Us About Consumer Psychology. Let's dive in. While brands spend millions on focus groups and consumer research, the real psychology of your audience is hiding in plain sight, in the memes they share, remix, and obsess over. Memes aren't just entertainment. They're emotional x-rays showing exactly what triggers attention, drives behavior, and creates viral moments. Today, we're going to decode the consumer psychology blueprint that memes reveal and turn cultural signals into marketing gold. Here's what's fascinating. Memes work because they tap into cognitive shortcuts called heuristics, the exact same mental patterns that drive purchasing decisions. When someone shares that "this is fine" dog meme, they're revealing their coping mechanism for stress. That's a direct insight into their emotional state that no survey would capture. The cultural intelligence application here is simple. Track which meme formats your audience gravitates toward to understand their dominant emotional triggers and decision-making patterns. But here's where it gets really interesting. Research shows memes generate 60% more engagement than standard content because they invite completion, not consumption. I call this the participation psychology framework. There's a pattern people recognize, an adaptation where they add their personal twist, relevance to the cultural moment, and transmission factors that make it shareable. Brands that create memeable moments tap into the psychology of co-creation, making consumers feel like collaborators, not targets. Let me give you a real-world example that demonstrates this perfectly. Netflix doesn't create memes. They create meme-worthy moments, then amplify organic culture. The Bird Box Challenge wasn't planned marketing. Netflix recognized the meme psychology and leaned in safely. Their social team monitors meme conversations about their shows, then creates official content that feels native to the culture. The key insight? They learn their audience processes entertainment through humor and shared experience, so they optimized for what I call shareable awkwardness. The result was 23% higher engagement rates and deeper cultural integration than traditional promotional content. Now here's your immediate action step. This week, create a cultural listening dashboard. Bookmark 3 to 5 meme sources relevant to your industry. Set a daily 5-minute timer to scan for emotional patterns, not just trending topics. Your measurable goal is to identify one emotional theme per week that you can authentically weave into your next campaign without being cringe. Here's the bigger picture. Memes aren't replacing traditional consumer research. They're revealing the emotional gaps that surveys miss. When you move at the speed of culture, you're not chasing trends, you're reading the psychological pulse of your market in real time. The brands that win understand this fundamental truth. Attention isn't about being loud, it's about being emotionally fluent. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Stop guessing. Turn cultural noise into campaigns that convert with the Cultural Intelligence Report.